So I will make a talk on PO4A. I received a few requests to explain how to use PO4A, and I thought it was quite easy, and also I thought it was quite well documented, and the documentation was also translated in a lot of languages. So I will do it, and I think it can be done in 5 minutes. So what is PO4A? So PO4A can help you in translating documentation and also for the maintenance of those translations. PO4A works by extracting the translatable content from a document, and it will extract the structure of the document also. Then it can translate the translatable content based on the PO file, and it will also update, well, depending on the command which is used, it will update the PO file based on the translatable content. And later on, you can re-inject the translation in the structure of the document which was extracted in the first step. PO4A, well, it means PO for anything. I'm not sure it's very valid in English, but basically we aim to support any translatable format. So currently, it supports some man-pages format like MDoc or Groff. It supports the pod format, various XML format like Logbook or HTML. It's also used in Debian for SGML. It supports some text format like Markdown, which is used in IkiWiki, LaTeX also, and other format. I'm not very sure they are used in PO4A. And now I think we can explain how to use PO4A in 1 minute. So I really recommend you to use a configuration file, and you can read the documentation in the man page, PO4A7. What you can do is to specify a PO directory with that line, and PO4A will find a pod file in this directory, and it will use all the PO file from this directory. Then you can specify some additional option. For example, here I just made an alias on LaTeX, which is based on the original LaTeX module, and add an option to decrypt the input document as UTF-8. And then you can define the various documents you want to translate. So you indicate the type of the document, and afterwards the input document and the output document. And the $lang is expanded based on the PO file which were found in the PO directory. And how you can use it. So I assume that your documentation is in the doc directory. You can create a PO directory there. Then if you want PO4A to create a Lightning pod file, you need to touch it first, because, well, in the configuration file, you did not specify the name of the pod file. And you just have to run the command PO4A --previews, PO4A.conf. And you can remove the French PO file afterwards. So that was the last slide, hopefully. No. And yeah, you should remove the French translation afterwards, because it was not requested, but it will come fast, really. That was the last slide, and we can move to the next.